I know it's been going on for a while, and I've got transactions on ABC, which is the IRC question in the question. Same with the review of the IRC. We've also in the new chat that they have completed the self assessment report. Saying that we have the development in the department, trying to remember Mr. Mugunigan, I think announced to his comment that the department was that was looking at the training and the development of operations over and above the normal academic programs that we have. We completed the leadership development management program for senior managers, which involved the DG, the DGG, and the chief director. So the program that was sponsored by a main company. And it was a very worthwhile and fruitful exercise that we went through. The three sessions that we all attended, and after that we learned quite a lot. And the last highlight for the quarter was the completion of the Management Performance Assessment Tool, the MPET, which was submitted to the PME. We are at the moment awaiting for the PME to come and verify and confirm the goals that we are giving ourselves in terms of how we as a department perform. I think the next session will be, I'm going to ask the CFO to go through the financial report. The other thing that the reason we're with the financial report is that we wanted the members to get a picture of how far we are. So that some of the questions that might be coming up about the financial report, they can be answered in the presentation by the individual branch, so that we don't have to go back and say, this is what was happening in financial and why it was happening in terms of your program. So we're starting with the financial report for chapters in the time, and from there then the individual program will present their program and perform the information.
Thank you, Chair, honourable members. I will take you through the financial report for the first quarter, period ending 31 December 2030. I'll just wait for the presentation. Of vacancies. Clean energy with 12%, Energy, Poverty and Planning, 9%. Honorable Chair, much of the vacancies are due to the technical nature of these posts that are required. Sometimes we go through the entire recruitment process, and when it comes to the time of appointment, the candidate takes the appointment down to have a few instances in the 9 months agenda. And some of the positions require special and technical skills. To attract these skills were not an easy task, and it also takes a little more time than the usual vacancies. Goods and services, an unspent of 14.7 million. Here it was mainly due to some delays in the start of many of our projects, and there will be a reason for those, and we'll take you through by program the reason thereof. Transfer payments, we have a huge underspend of 1.4 billion. It's mainly due to the EEDSN program, which is accountable for 1.1 billion of that amount of money. But I'll give you more details of that as we proceed into the program. And in capital assets, we are also underspent. Here we have inherited assets from other, one of them being GDIS. So the spend of some of the capital expenditure, there was a saving because we didn't have to buy. But most of these funds have been now committed, and we expect to receive delivery of goods in the next 2 months, next 3 months. And we should see some movement in that. Next is the major cost drivers. And I think you've checked the trends as the year on year has been similar. People seem to be going off on its own. Travel and subsistence, 51%. It is at the moment the highest cost for the department. 51% of the amount belongs to the administration program, which covers the minister, deputy minister, director general, and international coordination. There were a few study tours, and there were a few of them in November and December. The bilateral intergovernmental engagement, mostly in the energy sector with Africa, the same, and there were some multilateral energy farms led by Minister as well. Chair, we don't expect the travel to come down in the next 2 months because there's still a lot of travel underway. The second one is operating leases, which is 15.5 million. This takes care of our office accommodation and head office and regional offices. The third one is consultants and professional services with 7.9 million. These were used where there were a gap in the skills in the department where special skills are needed. Example is conducting a study on the cost of nuclear power, auditing of the Mabi fuel price were some of the examples. However, Chair, is part of the authority measures also introduced, and it's one of the questions that you raised, also Chair, that we covered it in our presentation, and I will speak to it. We only appoint consultants if there's a gap analysis to explain why we a consultant to be appointed with a business case, and it's not to replace cutting personnel, it's only when technical and specialist skills are needed. And there's a reduction plan currently being prepared, which is expected to deliver to National Treasury by 31 March 2014, of how the department plans to reduce the use of consultants. And that is being prepared, and I won't forget that at the last point. Computer services are rendered by CETA. It's for all our internet and the systems that we use in the department. Advertising is 5.5 million, it's the first highest, and it's mainly used for marketing campaigns, the Triple P, radio and TV adverts, print media, and those services that we do it. And here we do come to the financial performance for the third quarter for program. It highlights the unspent per program. Administration had a budget of 161 million, spent 157 million, leaving an unspent balance of 4 million. Energy policy and planning had a budget of 30 million, spent 30, had a slight unspent, which will be recovered in the fourth quarter. Over to you. Energy regulation had a budget of 33.5 million. Spent 16.8 million and it's an underspend of 15.6 million. Electrification and Energy Programs Management had a budget of 3.3 billion, spent 3 billion, underspend of 227 million. Nuclear Energy and Regulation had a budget of 682 million, spent 664 million, and spend of 17.3 million. Clean Energy had a budget of 1.4 billion, spent 184 million, and spent of 1.2 billion. Chair, I will provide the reasons now for the program. Program 1, Administration. This topic, as I said, the Ministry Deputy Minister, Director General, Internal Audit, COO, CFO Office. The first one, compensation of employees. The annual role value of 161 million, spent 137 million, and an understanding of 4 million. Most of the understanding lies in compensation of employees of 3 million. However, we can share the recruitment process for some of these positions are underway, and hopefully will show some movement, but not too much of it in the fourth quarter, for the process recruitment that's taken well, and have December and January slightly later as well. But there is some movement, but I will not too much to good services that are overseas. It's mainly due to engagements undertaken towards the latter part of the year for nuclear study to ahead by the minister. The travelling costs came to more than anticipated. In a budget, slightly over budget. However, in the fourth quarter, this savings will reach by itself. And payments for travel assets, in this area, we are waiting the delivery for the services. Program 2, Energy Policy and Planning. They had a budget of 30.3 million. They spent 30.4 million, overspent by 95. And the biggest overspend here is goods and services. And it was mainly due to the IED stakeholder engagement and workshops which were undertaken. However, the overspend is in goods and services is offset by a saving in compensation for employees. Program 3, Energy Regulation. Had a budget of 33.5 million, spent 16.8 million, leaving a variance of 16.6 million. Compensation of employees at an underspend of 2.1 million, yet again share is mainly due to the vacancy, and the recruitment process in for some of the positions are currently underway. Goods and services had an underspend of 14.6 million. The cost of appointing service providers to undertake the fuel certification testing project and the replacement cost of the secondary depot fire project is currently underway. However, the fuel certification project has subsequently been approved. That's in Portugal. So there have been some movements in that program. Program 4 had a budget for the 9 months end of 3.3 billion, spent 3 billion, had an unspent loss of 227 million. Compensation of employees had an unspent amount of 4.6 million, and the NGNJ is also vacancies, but the branch has done some work in this regard, and we should see some movement in Portugal. Goods and services also had an unspent amount of 4.4 million. More of these funds will be used for the triple P's arranged in February and March, so there are projects that are being carried out and being planned at the moment, so in quarter four you would find a little more of a movement here. And also some of the money has been earmarked for marketing of non-grid technologies in the deep rural areas, and also for the verification of solar technologies or non-grid technologies, because we do verify the goal is executed. Transfer payments, the variance is mainly at least 280 million that's unspent. The variance is mainly due to performance of the non-grid electrification program, which is 33.3 million behind in spending. The delay is due to the finalization of contracts with service providers. However, it is 44 that has now been rectified. And the spending in this area will take off in what it remains unclear. Number 5, nuclear energy and regulation. Had a budget for the 9 months end of 682 million. They have spent 654 million, leaving an unspent amount of 13.3 million. Compensation of employees, an unspent amount of 1.7 million. Yet again, share is also vacancy, but this branch has managed to conclude some of their recruitment processes at 31 March, 31 December, sorry, 2013, which will only be placed in Portugal. And some of their vacancies are for very technical skills that are needed, so hence contributed to some of the delays there. Goods and services has an unspent amount of 11.5 million. Variance is due to the delay in products, that is the nuclear awareness campaign, the study on the cost of nuclear power and advisory services on financing options, models and solutions for the new nuclear bomb program. These projects have delayed when the start of proceedings has commenced. Then we come to transfers and subsidies. They had 3.9 million unspent at 31 December. The transfers to Enradi would not be transferred as the appointment board was not finalized, but this has subsequently been approved, and the institute will commence their operations as soon as possible, and plans are underway to ensure this transfer happens before 31 March. The last program, clean energy. There wasn't a spent amount. They had 1.4 billion to spend. 184 million was spent, leaving a variance of 1.2 billion. The biggest variance is in goods and services. The plan for clean energy efficiency awareness campaigns could not commence as planned due to conflicting engagement, resulting in some of the variances. The savings from this project, which cannot be utilized, will be redirected to the solar water heating local content verification project. The procurement process for this has commenced. The biggest variance is in the transfers and subsidies, which has an unspent balance of 1.2 billion. The report variance mainly emanates from the EEDSM ESCOM program. No transfers could be processed as the implementation contract with ESCOM was not finalized. Chair, then we come to the transfer payment schedule, a mobile program, and I'll give you a little bit more details. The first program will be program 6, that's clean energy. EEDSM municipality and an unspent balance of 31.6 million. It's under budget as a result of the withholding of transfers from certain municipalities in terms of the provisions of the DORA Act. To reach your level, these transfers will be redirected to other municipalities, which was approved by the National Treasury, and the transfer will be effective by the end of February 2014. Then EEDSM and ESCOM, which is our biggest variance of 1.2 billion. Yes, sure, the transfer could not take place due to the concerns ESCOM has with the many conditions that the DOE had included in the contract, which resulted in a long delay. However, the contract is at the final stage, and we are confident the transfer will happen by 31 March this year, before we close up for year end. Program 4, IMAP municipalities of 193 million, which is unspent. The unspent is mainly due to the late submission of payment requests from municipalities. Expenditure is expected to increase during the last quarter of 2013-14 financial year. And some of the relocation also took place in this area, which resulted in some of the delays. But given we should be able to come or rectify the situation before 31 March 2014. Then we come to IMAP numbers of 25.4 million, which is unspent. Work is already undertaken by the service providers, but before payments are accepted, the verification of their implementation must be verified, and then only payments will be processed. However, the amounts that remain unspent, Dr. Ballard will also present in that area. Program 5, there is an overpayment of the IAEA international fees. This is a rejection of bank details for the last financial year, which is only reflected in the new financial year. However, we have to pay the fees, which we are obligated to do so, and we have the funds to pay these loan fees. The Waste Disposal Institute, which I spoke about, the board has now been approved. Interim measures are in place to ensure that the
institution can operate, and the transfer will be done before 31 March 2014. And those are the major implementations. Then it comes to another slide, which is slightly, I'm not going to speak to any figures in particular, but just as an overview. As we end the quarter under review, the department has utilized a total of 4.1 billion of its budget of 6.5 billion. The above results in a budget balance of 2.3 billion to be utilized in quarter four. So that's what we have to spend in quarter four. The forecast based on the information in the system is that a total of 2.3 will be utilized in quarter four, and this is based on the best forecast that we have of how we think quarter four will look. Compensation of employees, 50 million. Goods and services, 60.9 million. Transfer payments, 2.2 million. Payment for capital assets, 7.7 million. Based on the estimates available, it is forecasted that 56 million will be unspent at 31 March 2014. However, plans are in place to utilize a total of 40 million. In this area, I would, Dr. Garner will present of how we could see some of this money being spent in areas remaining with the money. The funds will remain and will be used for its intended purposes of electrification, but with some changes that we've had national approval, national strategic approval on. In the 2012-13 financial year, the department spent 98.9% of its budget. In the 2011-12 year, we spent 99.6%. However, we believe and we anticipate that the 2013-14 financial year will end within 99% of the allocated budget, with the best estimates as available currently. And this figure could change as we proceed in quarter four. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. Members, when they are the budget, quite a number of things that you know, says the people that come to the end, but those who follow it, simply that the commitments that are being indicated, but I understand the thing that the variety of one of the few to reflect in short what. Our data from the example, the contract that comes from the program member. You will have something to say, comment a little bit on the understanding of energy regulation. Of course, that's the other week we had the oversight duties, and I'm glad that you made mention of non-grid technologies, but I would just be happy if you could take us through as to how you do the marketing of our space. I think you were quite clear as to how it has been done on the ground. Well, today I was saying that
dumping that will take place in the last quarter. And and this normally has got an effect on the quality of work or workmanship that we would want to see that should roll out. Especially the funding that is going towards local municipalities seems to be a problem, and it seems to be a problem that has reoccurred from the previous financial year to the same issues that we are having. And the effect of door ownership and the type of business plans that the municipalities have sort of struggled, we weren't able to improve those things. It will be interesting to note, or at some point be given information to exactly which municipalities have been affected in losing those actual grants for their non-performance or their inability to process their business plans. Looking at your employment vacancies, especially in the specialized fields and under the petroleum sector, and you mentioned that the EBSA benchmark is for 10%. I noticed that the two figures that were given to us was the one in the petroleum sector was 17%, which is nearly double what we are actually looking for in the vacancy rate. I'm interested to know, to wonder how much of that, and the business services, I think it was 7.9 million or something in that regard, actually is going towards consultants in that sector, or how much do we are across that and how we're using the resources to assist that sector. Secondly, how are we planning to then manage the future of Matombo, especially if we're looking at the critical skill shortage that we are having and where we are trying to put the sector towards to. I'm concerned that we are trying to do a little bit too much in that sector, but the department won't be able to deal with that, except if we don't outsource a lot of those specialities. And this is a concern that I'm worried about. Last year, the National Minister Gordon offered to tighten our belt into the government subsidies. And if I look at the 37%, which comes to just under 41 million rand, and if I look at the ministers, the program one, which is the ministers one, where the government subsidies in that one comes to about 70 million rand. Her the question, are we tightening the belt in this department, or are we not tightening the belt in this department when it comes to luxury? Because when you look at luxury, I just got the end plan, and it wasn't mentioned, but in the figure 204,000 rand towards gift, that was said. And I'm just wondering where are we trying to do what the national minister is trying for us to achieve in this department? Your outcome of 99% of budget spent, and we look at some of the big variables in some of the programs with the low spending rate. Is it achievable, or is it, or am I really going to be fiscal dumping, really going to track that? In that, and just to have a nice clean shape, is that we have spent 99%.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I mean, I'm very concerned that, and I'm a little bit confused, and so maybe you can understand me. It was with regard to the ESM program. Now, my understanding was that in terms of the multi-year price determination last year, NERSA said that, in fact, all the energy efficiency demands by management stuff should be handled by the department rather than the money going to ESCOM to, in fact, run that. What we seem to see here, though, is that, in fact, this system is breaking down at the moment. It's just the money's not being spent on that. And certainly, the biggest under pressure is in terms of 1.4 billion or something. So, what is the breakdown that is happening around this particular program? number of times last year. I just think this thing is falling through the cracks. Energy efficiency, which should be one of our biggest priorities, doesn't seem to be gaining traction in the way that it should. Related to that is also the issue of the solar water heater program. And I think that you're going to, in fact, direct some of your budget now towards the localization verification program. And I think that that is a good move for me, particularly given the kind of past launch of today on 50 power and what happened over there. I think that is important. But unfortunately, what seems to have happened as well is that the low-pressure solar water heaters, I know that you put out like, 2 tenders last year and then withdrew those tenders. I think for specifically that reason, the localization issue. The issue is that I don't think we've seen any low-pressure solar water heaters actually installed last year. And the problem is that we've also had ripples against the industry, particularly around installers and around those who do, in fact, manufacture some of the components for those particular solar water heaters. So what is the progress of that program? Are we, in fact, going to see implementation on that side? And just give me some kind of understanding around what's going to happen with regards to that. The clean energy as well, I presume, what exactly goes into the clean energy program? Because that's another area where you've obviously got a huge variance. And what precisely is it that, how does that differ from the water use program or energy efficiency? If you can give some idea why we aren't spending money in that area as well.
If we can continue entertaining you, we won't pull up your socks. But as much as we say, you know, continue to own your phone. That JPs are doing much better than we used to. But the IH that says so, that is a concern, I think, is in relation to the 3.1% that is spending in the consumption of food. I just want to share it with us. What else do you do in ensuring that, you know, there's still certain agreements in terms of ensuring that at least we have those skills inside our department? Because having consultants and non-skilling skills, it doesn't assist the customer. Was much of saying these skills as well. So if you can be able to get a guide in terms of what are the issues that you also could do, and you can have those contractors because this is a method to see if are they indeed the skills behind or they just for their own job. Well, the other thing in relation to your program form, you transfer something. I really don't understand why are you understanding in that regard. Probably you should be able to give us a bit more clarity in terms of why can't you be able to do that. Because if that comes before me, but as well your relation, I don't know why is that is such a kind of a problem. Although, you know, when we're doing the visit in terms of the solar ocean we discovered that there is just juncture between government and the school and the contractor and the grant was in the front for the responsibility job. And we want that part to be refined, to be dealt with specifically, because it really leaves a gap in terms of the exact delivery to the people. And also the issue of proper over and monitoring was not dealt with perfectly. It can be able also to deal with us. The other issue I don't understand what you understand in terms of the education in terms of the new clip. Because the normal thing that you be engaging around, unless you understand that there's a challenge in social media skills. But obviously we have other parasites and parasites to ourselves who could also
next time
and to assist us in terms of those perspectives. understand why you understand it there. Because it's one of the other things that he'll be able to do. But that's where I should be able also to congratulate you in terms of the effort that you're putting. Indeed, as you are trying to shift up some of the other prices, I understand the price is still as if it has come something, but it's a hard thing to do because you're not doing physical dumping. You are assisting in terms of the localization. You know, which is very bad when you are doing, you are like capacitating localization, people think it's physical dumping. Therefore, when you really have skills that is genuine, when I get a step, what is that? Let's say for 15. When you are capacitating our local things and even not our localization, is that a good organization to yourself? You're doing very well. And for us, we make sure that we support you, try to make sure that the localization and people from this country get the support in ensuring that these organizations get elevated and become our own support rather than only supporting the other. Thank you.
I think at some stage you need to look at this quarterly performance in a balance with this. How many different activities or areas that achieved the first school work quarterly or not achieved? So that I didn't have my previous regiments with me to look at that. But the first question I would have, I just run two questions for now, is it threshold? Is financed by treasury, subject at times the interest rate. Is it applicable to the department only or does it evolve down to the each program or each division? Before I comment, I'd like to know that. So there's some of the departments because divisions have got higher than 10% and what to get in my mind. And I know energy is a very interesting sector. I've met quite a lot of people who are claiming to be contractors as an individual, assuming I'm qualified. Probably the third link they are linked more than three in this department. Small of a general question, so I'll just make it in here. How far are we in being a shell for international development? And because I, correctly, and I said I didn't go to sell a new window, you know, it's going to be seen and not seen in getting in certain areas to recruit the skills. So it means there's more, smaller lucrative trips outside the department, particularly the booming of the energy sector generally. As a comment, at some stage, it would be good to see what impacts to events and campaign to have, you know, because it may be for us to be tempted to just frown at the amount of money that has been spent in those areas. But actually, it's not the investment or the practice, although of course it takes some time, and it may have done in certain instances. I was thinking of there was a study that was commissioned at some electricity and I picked it last year. But I'm also interested in whether the department is still not smart at still structured in this government. But of course, we need to balance it between what is spent and also the operation, of course. We'll be looking forward to the report, the MPC report. I honor the member's advice to the CPMD, but unfortunately I think because the report is just as submitted, the opinion is not true. things are turning out the way we are. We are burning the last few weeks of our parents. But I'm asking the court to consider whether we are around or not. Only of contact is a complaint. Of course, the balance, like I say, so I took some time to talk about how it helps you for internal development. But my fear, what I've learned, what in it, is nothing. You can say all, we can say all you like, but you get the resources here for certain areas here. I've already made a reference to the market of non-grid technology because our experience at Stimler and directly was very, very important. People still were saying that client tends very much like once more now because the time we got to bring us. And very, they were conflicting reports between the counselors and the other beneficiaries. Very interesting thing. Because the counselors were claiming that people said, I began in Kerala, but the people kind of left, they were treating the same. So, maybe not necessarily now, but something we have to discuss once the report comes out as well. And I thought some of the people were there. Can I wrap the thoughts on the words of Abu Bam on what Puman has said in the nuclear campaign? Because if the nuclear deal program is slowing or is slow, but the campaign work, I know we've raised it before, so please convince us as to why it's slowing down. Others, maybe one can be accommodated, but only awareness can be. That's quite crucial. The NRAWGI, quite a long day. When is it going to be in prison? Are we looking at the support of the parliament or is it going to be in the next parliament? Besides that, you're correct, the third contract with Eskom has been finalized now. I don't know whether it's appropriate to know what are the holdups to speak up. You see, one is quite concerned about that. Because we've raised our concerns in the past, and we were quite insistent on emphasizing that contracts because not only the utilization of money so low, but also the significance of ensuring that energy efficiency is given, it deserves focus and attention. I think it would really be keen to know which other municipalities. Both these municipalities which did not use the money and those to whom the funds are redirected. But I must applaud about that process because we don't lament and get financial aid that would come from the municipalities didn't do anything. I suppose you can only hope Stanley on being having anyone sign, monitor, you know, all of that. No matter how much incapacitated municipalities can be, but they still have to work their team and do their job in this area. Not only in the EPSM area, even the INS itself for that matter. I know from Falca, literally, keep there. They are listening, but it's going to be obviously an ongoing debate and engagement on this one. would have projected on another set of eyes in this area because of the insignificance it has on this target, beneficiaries and the poor and the indigenous in particular, but also also that municipalities are going to be part of the community that ensures energy efficiency is improved in all respects. And we are be guided by you whether you want to answer or respond to all the questions and how whether we would like to craft them with the rest of the reporting. We can our best from our side after so far.
I want to comment regarding the view. In the sense that, of course, most of the questions that have been listed here and the ones that have already been provided, they are part of the presentation. One that we go through the presentation, but what we can do then is that in the regional program, presented to you today, when they do their presentation, before they do that, they can also answer this question that have come.
I think it's better that way. Let the individuals make their presentations and then take a note of our questions and comments and then they can integrate them where appropriate.
Before I go into the program, can I request the honourable member that we get the CMO to the form of the kind of finding questions that have been raised to show the chance of finding. So then the balance of the questions will be allocated to the individual. And she does go through the finding.
Thank you, Jay. Honourable members, I'll try and answer as much as I can. The first one was on fiscal lending. Let me say it up front that we do on a regular basis monitor all our spending in the department. And we find programs that are slow moving, projects that are difficult on the uptake, for whatever reason. Either we find problems with the service provider, administrative issues, problems with tender people, too few are responding. We do look at reallocating those funds when in time. So if you do find more spend happens in the last quarter, it's just a matter of the way things did happen in the end. But all funding is remains for its intended purposes. That shows if it's for electricity, it will remain for that purpose alone. If we reallocate, we will seek the necessary permission from National Treasury first. Then only we proceed. Otherwise, the funds and the use of the funds will be classified as irregular. So I don't believe that it's redundant, and funds are carefully monitored in the department. I think the list of redistribution of municipality is vigilant, and I think Dr. Barnard can make that list available. The use of consultants, I've spoken about it earlier on, it is only used where there is a gap analysis being performed. If we do not have the requisite skills in the energy sector in our department, it is a difficult environment. Those skills are of a technical nature at times. It's not very easy to find these skills in the market. And it's also not the price that sometimes we can afford. So when we do this consulting, it is with the hindsight and the blessing case that goes with it. The outputs of the deliverables are of such a technical nature that we don't have the skills and it will impact on the deliverables of the department. And yes, there is also an SLA donor with a service provider in some contracts where we do think there will be a skills transfer. Cabinet assistant Minister Gordon's cost containment measures. This is an instruction, it was a cabinet decision, and all national departments and public entities are supposed to roll out, and yet we are also rolling out in that sense. And the accounting officer has taken note of this instruction. And we are in making every effort to contain the cost in travel and assistance. And perhaps we will see in the next financial year where the cost will be at best will cover. And in this area, then the size of the delegation going out to study tours, presentation, conferences have decreased substantially. If the 99% spend is achievable, it is the best estimate I can put on the table as of now. It's based on projects that I have on the table as of now. But there are many variables on the table as well that could delay this process. But we will all get to that. Okay. Sorry. The reduction plan of the consultants,
it is expected that the 31 March 2014 and the plan is being prepared and I will present a quarter four. The latency rate for the department is 10%, to be confirmed as just now. DPSA has stated that amount of 10% for all their all departments.
And deviation within the Department of Energy, and they also have to come back on the center and very good.
If the department came with it. Okay, Chair, I think I've covered all the finance issues unless I've left out some of them. But if I have, I'll come back to you. I'll try to look at this one.
Thank you, Chair. Coming back to the proof program and the exam text that the individual branches will respond to the questions that were given as part of your presentation, the one that came in this morning and the one that was prepared coming here. Chair, program number one. Program number one is for corporate services, the CFO's office, the CEO's office, the issues office, and the ministry. In terms of slide number 24, on this property only, you'll see that we have a 50-50 split in terms of what is in that sheet and what is not in that sheet. On slide number 24, the partial achievement in terms of the MP, the MPH, the MPAC. This is a tool that is actually implemented by GPFE on government, of government department performance. It covers areas of strategic management, taking into account the strategic planning process, the implementation of the strategy, the reporting level. It also covers, secondly, the area of governance and accountability. It says whether the systems or your processes within the department comes to assurance for others, we have an asset system. We have a risk management environment, we have an internal audit function, we have a policy committee involving all of those assurance providers. It looks at your HR activities in terms of the requirements, the legal requirements in HR, and lastly, using the financial management. So those are the four key areas that they look at in terms of the MPAC process. We did that meeting that I indicated earlier to GPME because they even been to the department to work with ECO. Our input to that, we are still waiting for them to come up with the forms that we've given ourselves, whether they agree with them or not. That's why we just said specially our sheet. If you go to slide number 25, on the last one, which was not achieved, it was the one that was using Windows, which are the triple P. Unfortunately, we planned 5 for the December quarter. We only managed to do 3 due to the availability of cost of our principal because they are the leaders in those areas. So if they're not available, most of the time we actually give that to another department or to another department and they go ahead and do it. So we don't count it as 1 hour because of the problem only. So the quality where we have so we'll have nothing for the department of Cocktail. Nobody has now with them. But if the minutes or the reasons are not available to show them, we don't stop them from going on. It does go on. But we don't come with 1 hour because our transport is okay. So those are basically the challenges that we have to educate in importantly across the program one. But before I leave, then I just want to respond with the issue of the vacancy that just wants to find out. In the area of internal development, yes, it's not an easy thing when you have to give someone how you can 20% what to do and expect to return to the center. Because training takes a long time. But there are a number of programs that the community is undergoing. We've got for service schemes that we are offering, which are specifically most of the cases that are focusing mostly on energy environment to get our staff from lower level to be trained in that area. I hope that we do have the general management and leadership courses that we have. In terms of the skill structure, when we engage partners with consultants, we try by all means to have a partnership environment. In other words, we don't engage a consultant to go and do the work and give us a little paper at the end of the day and say this is your report. we work with the consultant. This is what we stress every time we have these arrangements. We work with the consultant. So at the end of the day, you get a skills transfer and you get ownership of what they've been doing. Because it's not only they're coming to an exercise or whatever they do, they walk away and you are left looking to understand what they're talking about. So we always ensure that we work with them with the partnership rather than a consultant that you go through the work and give us the skills transfer at the end of the day. Oh yes, I've already spoken about the issue of impact, and that's why I was in their report. One of the questions that the chairperson asked was the issue of the highlight issues that were raised in the second quarter for the president. Currently, internal audit is auditing the first and second quarter performance before she left and started the together with that report. And my report, unfortunately, they have not finished, so I was not in the position to come into them with one today. So once that one is done, we'll see if you want, we are looking at our progress with this, how we are performing against the target 25 for the first 3 quarters of the year. So I will put them that as soon as the committee is ready. I think also the evidence, yes, the last one was requested checking for some input on the CEO forum. And I've discussed this with the DGA CEO forum. It's a forum that has been created by the DGA where she engaged on a quarterly basis with the CEOs of all the state-owned entities and, of course, the Minister of Energy. She has reported that when she next comes herself, she would like to take the committee on that. So it's an internal, just an internal forum where they think among themselves and they discuss issues that are common even to all of them. And the old CEO at the end of the day. There is no legislative requirement for that to sit. No kind of the topics that they discuss are just, I don't know because I'm a secretary to the environment. They discuss any topic that affects the environment. We are having a meeting next week. The main topic is the strategic plan, the alignment of our strategic plan, those kind of operational issues. Or it could either be that or it could be what they are getting from the forum that the minister has got with the chairperson. If they think that the minister and the chairperson not board decide that permanently or there's anything to implement, then it's a transfer to the DG and the CEO to discuss. So it's not a legislated environment where this needs to be done in terms of 1-3, just in environment where they sit together around the table and discuss issues that set out interest to all of them. But I think next time when she comes, she'll be able to give you more information. Can I just then request that we continue with our presentation first in program number 2, and then just remind members that to respond to the question of what we have.
again, the honorable member. The issue that I'm going to present on, I'm on petroleum exports. The first one is the finalization of the infrastructure development option. The goal is no target for the third quarter, but from Western Sudan, for instance, the appointment of the consultants has been done, and there's been the first meeting of stakeholders, and the consultants are going to interview all stakeholders involved, and it is expected that the consultants will actually develop a consolidated report on those interviews by the end of next month. Coming to the liquid fuel roadmap report, yes, the report was actually submitted to the department by the contractor. We were happy with part of the report, which is the final report. However, the actual report, the 20-year liquid report, we actually identified that there was some misalignment in terms of the expected deliverables in terms of the terms of the agreement. So we requested the consultant revise the draft report and actually submit it before the 14th of March, because we did have some problems with the consultant in terms of meeting the deadline. However, we are now giving them another deadline for people to match to provide us the full report, not only the revised report, the full report as expected. LPG price and policy framework. This consists of two parts. That's the revision of the marginal refinery data and the working rules, which will ultimately give the size of LPG sold to residential customers. We give the consultation in terms of our discussion paper with stakeholders, and we went and actually looked into the marginal refinery data. We concluded that first and the working rules. What we have done now is to ask for the ministerial approval to have now a consultation on the new size of the data. The legislative amendment, the Petroleum Products Act Amendment Act. The draft bill has been prepared. I must mention, however, that we had many inputs, some of them mixed inputs, but we had to consider those inputs. So we are in the process this week of finalizing those inputs, incorporating them into the already completed bill. And the next process then, we are hopeful to request for internal approval so that we can take the amendment bill to the state of Advance for further work. And we hope that this can be concluded by the end of next month, because the draft is ready, just a matter of approval, and of course we can take the draft in further. The amendment a lot of consultation has already happened in all the 9 provinces. The processing of the bill now has no impact on the landmark consultation. The first meeting was supposed to be held in December. Unfortunately, that was postponed due to the passing of the former chief president. But as I speak now, there is a meeting in the taking place, not today, it's taking place tomorrow, with Mela. And then the next...
Okay, it's on the microphone.
Okay. Now, the next step then is to take that
merger process, incorporate all the comments from merger, then we'll send that bill to a certification to the legal. And we believe that this can happen also. I mean, the completion of the merger process actually is likely to be completed this before the end of the summer. I'm not sure if there are any questions that I have to reply to from the additional questions. Because I know about I remember that there was just an answer to the issue of capacity building. From Zuma has actually replied to that, and the consultant that we are working, that we are using for the 28th plan, they start provision in the contract, and they actually did work with us with some people in our company. Although one cannot say that is expensive, but it is happening.
The KPI on the review of the integrated resource plan, we have published an initial version of the review documents for public consultation. The consultation is basically on the assumption that has been used for the review. The consultation process closed on the 7th of February. And we are now going to start another phase of consultation where the various government departments will be consulted with. Obviously, they have to go to different doctors and to cabinet. We are now the process chair. We are initializing the consultation within government. We anticipate that for the third quarter of 2014, we should be able to complete the second version of the interfaces resource plan. With regards to
upcoming, when?
Third quarter 2014, Chair. With regards to the two pieces of legislation, the electricity regulation amendment bill, as well as the NERSA attachment amendment bill, these have been delayed internally within the government, and they are yet to be submitted to cabinet. To note, Chair, that we are submitting them after the next consultation. We are now resubmitting to cabinet, so that we can then update cabinet on the current version of the bill. So we are yet to submit to cabinet, and the target is fourth quarter 2013 that they will be submitted to cabinet. Next slide. Yes, 2013-14. So quarter four 2013-14. With regards to the independent system and market operator bill, KPI supermarket bill, the bill was submitted to Parliament, and as far as we are aware, it's still within Parliament process. We are hoping that the 2013-14 quarter, the bill will also be finalized and passed into law. And then, Chair, the next KPI, it's not achieved as yet because it's still a work in progress. It's taking shape in two forms. The initial form is the Mini Adam pilot project, each head of the department will talk to the achievement for the current financial period. And the other part of it is that we are reviewing the 2008 business case, the Adam business case, so that way it is also ongoing. We only appointed external state provider in quarter three of the current financial year, so we waited on the start section in relation to the pricing of that KPI. And then updating the pricing policy framework, this was achieved in quarter one of the current financial period, which then was used as an input by the regulator in considering ESCOM MIP3 application. Chair, I will then hand over to Ms. Matsukana to talk through the issues related to the solar water heater program. Perhaps Chair, to note that we have designated additional slides, about 2 pages, which contain the issues relating to the solar water heater program, as well as the delay in relation to transferring 1.2 billion to the program. So, Mr. Matsukana, I'll let you go through the details of the issue.
Well, so this is a case remember. I do have my copy.
What is on the website before I start? Good morning, honorable members, and my leadership of the nation. What is on the screen is the instruction note that came from National Assembly that all accounting officers, including the head of state-owned entity, had to comply with respect to the procurement of those accounts. And basically the instruction note was signed off in July with end of the 5th of August. And we will request that members, we will leave the members with a copy so that in case maybe there is any clarity that is in thought, then we should clarify that further. There are several questions that have been raised with respect to the program. One, the one concern with respect to the transfer to ECO. And with respect to that, the reason why I'm starting with the instruction note is one of the reasons why we had the delay, because we had to comply as of the 5th of August, and at that time we were addressing or finalizing or, waiting on the funding agreement before the transfer could be made to ECO. And I hope members are aware that initially the allocation for solar water heating was done in terms of the division of revenue. And when the bulk of the allocation was done in terms of 4.7 billion, that was done in terms of application, and it was directly appropriated to ESCOM, not in two municipalities. And we were supposed to sign the funding agreement with ESCOM in terms of how the money should be utilized. At the time when we were dealing with the contract, that the instruction note came out. And as you are aware, the country has emphasize the issue around localization and to address the issues of localization, Department of Trade and Industry had to conduct a dedication study which confirms the capacity within the country with respect to how, with respect to the status as to whether capacity-wise are we ready to produce all the required local content materials, looking at the whole value chain. That study was finalized in 2013, and to confirm its finalization, it was done in the form of the instruction notes. The instruction notes required that all of us, as we go through within government, we need to make sure that all of our community units meet a requirement of 30% threshold. So we had to revise back in terms of incorporating the requirements of the instruction notes in the funding agreement. What needed to be done is when was for the Department of Energy to go out and tell the market as to whether the implementation of the instruction notes would be feasible or should we anticipate any challenges with respect to that. We went out on request for proposals for information in August. That process was concluded in September, October. That confirms that yes, we do have manufacturers within the country that meet 70% local content. With respect to that, since the issues of localization are not falling within the Department of Energy, Department of Trade and Industry appointed the South African Bureau of Standards to start with the verification process so that for those who are paying, they are able to produce 70% local content, are indeed producing that. Looking at the monetary aspect of it, also looking at the technical component. And due to financial constraints, SAP could not start immediately. The Department of Energy had to start the process in terms of making sure that we move ahead, because that should be taken into account when ESCOM is finalizing or starting to roll out. So that process had to happen. And at the moment, we are at the stage where the state is finalizing the local content process with SAP, and immediately after that, we will be transferring the money. I also need to highlight the point that, as the CFO indicated, that there were issues that ESCOM had with respect to the contract. We needed to address the legal things from both sides. And further to that, the minister met with the chairperson of the Board of ESCOM to address certain issues, since this program is very important. And I will move to what the status in terms of the numbers, where are we before we get to the program. Ms. Lemonis, is there any thing you have got the progress report? The numbers that will be shown here are cumulative. This is a report that was sent to PICC, the latest report that we have that I would want to share with the members. With respect to the number, that's the status where we are. The spreadsheet, can you enlarge the font? The font, go to the black line and show the bottom. In terms of the numbers, cumulatively we're sitting at 375,000, but confident to say basically we are around 405,000 exceed under auditing process. In the next quarter, we'll be able to confirm the 400. And that is the spread in terms of the provincial installations. You will note that some of the provinces are still low in terms of the uptake of solar was 18, but I will test it as I present further. In some of the presentations that we brought to the members, some of the concerns that were raised were with respect to some of the provincial uptake, like in Limpopo, Northwest, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape. But I need to confirm to the members that the concerns are now being addressed within the current allocation, because we need to balance the scheme. If you look at housing, it has 132,000 already being installed. If you look at Limpopo, it has only 4,361. In some of, when we did the allocation, we made sure that the provinces that have lower uptake would now get a bigger share of the allocation, so that that uptake is picking up the uptake. So that is the statement as it stands in terms of the numbers.
Is it blood pressure or
combined? It's combined. It's combined. Okay then. And with respect to the other challenges that have been highlighted on the sheet, these are the problems that have been identified. One, the issue around subsidization of imported products. The reason why we're coming so fast and hard on local content, which would affect others who are not meeting the threshold, is because in the past, some of the circumstances that we are finding ourselves in is because of imported products, which at times, not all of them meet the standards. You would find a situation where the installers or the manufacturers, the units that meet the standards, but as they install something else. And during the monitoring, you would find that they have already submitted a list in terms of being subsidized or the rebate program. They gain not in accordance with what would be expected. Two, we have got issues with respect to poor quality installation, which we have taken up several times with our implementing agent EFOM. We have got unreliable verification of number and local installation. However, I would want members to know that in terms of the verification or confirmation of the units that are installed is currently in progress through the system that is currently being installed in the department, in the municipalities, energy efficiency, target monitoring the same. We also have problems with respect to poor alignment with the objective of reducing electricity demand due to focusing installation in low electricity consumption areas. This is one of the points that Honorable Freyden has always right in most of our progress reports, where we concentrate most of the allocation towards the low middle system, whereas the main objective in terms of the electricity demand would shift, because if you allocate less of high middle system, you're now losing the focus. However, we take in note that it also has the social impact in terms of addressing the issues when it comes to water demand. We also having problems with lack of maintenance obligations on the suppliers. This is some of the things, or one of the things that were more of an oversight and is catching up with us. Members should note that at the moment we are addressing it through a cabinet submission in terms of getting a decision so that we can address the maintenance part separately. Next page. This is the plan in terms of resolving some of the problems that have been presented in the first slide. A revised contracting model was adopted in terms of which a rebate scheme targeted at a minimum of 70% local content holders that will qualify for subsidies. Now, all the installers or manufacturers, if you don't meet 70% local content as required by the instruction note, you wouldn't be able to claim the rebate. Only those who qualify, because it has a positive impact with respect to the value chain, which is job creation,
we also need to make sure that in base of including, we have what manufacturer in the country. The second point, the standard of insurance provides a saving incentive targeting high electricity consumption residential areas. To address the point that I have just spoken about with respect to the shift concentrating a lot of insulation on the lower pressure rather than the high pressure. The third one, the insulation program is set up separately to allow for sharing of used and local installers. This is to make sure that we have adequate skills within the value chain. At the moment, the department is just about to start with the training of youth and local installers with the EBSA. We also looking at the web-based portal that I also touched on with respect to the verification of the installation. At some point, we will be coming to the committee to come and present what the system looks like. We should be in a position to know what is being installed on site. As they install, the information is transmitted directly to the server, where you would be able to know where the unit is installed, what's the serial number of that unit, who is the owner, in which area it presented in the form of geographic, the GPS, GIS, Geographic Information System. So we should be able to know exactly in which province, in which areas of that particular province, which units are installed both. From December, exclusive space has been created for local manufacturers to take up the opportunity to create local jobs through the new solar water rebate program. That's what I indicated with respect to the instruction note. Preliminary indication is that manufacturers, when we went out on request for proposals for information and registration, we received 50 respondents, and on that we found that almost around 10 were qualifying for or meeting the threshold that is being set in the instruction note. And we are expecting South African Bureau of Standards to start with the verification of those who have declared as meeting the standards or the threshold. Offtake commitment has to be secured from ESOM to allow suppliers to ramp up their production to 30,000 systems per month. Meaning that out of the 10 compliant suppliers, we are expecting that each one of them would be in a position to manufacture 10,000 systems per month, which would make up a target of 700,000 systems in 2 years. So we are quite confident on the revised contracting model that we would be able to meet the target. Okay. And maybe one other important issue that I need to touch on. There was a question that was raised with respect to the challenge on finalizing the funding agreement. When we finalize the funding agreement, with respect to certain queries that ESCOM raised was also to make sure that the request for information process gets audited and confirmed as authentic. There were no flaws that could be of legal implications in those who would not have submitted the bid, and also for ESCOM to consult with the shareholder department, the EPE. But within this week and next week, based on the meeting that the minister had with the chairman of ESCOM board, we are hoping to release the current agreement and money should be transferred before the end of March, as the CFO has indicated. And on the solar water taking program, that the data waiting. Thanks.
Some of those drops were part of the info that was given to us, and it's possible for you to, that we can either get it or get a copy of that, so that we've got those figures with us maybe?
Yes, the figures including the instruction notes will definitely be given to the member. Okay, I'm proceed to put that this is one beam energy.
Okay, I think it's helpful to say, so I don't know about the finish, but can you take a 10 minutes?
Thank you. Okay, we're back. Thank you. The regulation for allowance on energy efficiency
was by the Minister of Finance in November, and they were launched in December, and at the moment we will be going for national workshops. The dates have already been confirmed in terms of where in each province we will be having the workshop. Let me go and answer the questions that were raised on EDFS. Remember to request the list of municipalities where we have put the money and moved it to those that are performing. I just need to indicate that in terms of the content of the allocated money, those specifications are clearly indicated within the Division of Revenue Act. And before we can even move money from non-performing municipalities to the ones that are performing, we give municipalities a chance to respond on why are they not performing. In most instances, you will find that there are challenges with the procurement process, which is outside our control, as they would be using or utilizing the funds in terms of municipal finance act. Delays are experienced. Second, the challenges in terms of capacity within municipality. Third, misalignment of finance section with the electricity section within municipality. Normally what happens, once allocations are confirmed through National Treasury or Division of Revenue Act, we write letters to municipalities indicating what requirements are expected of them. Like, for example, once an allocation has been confirmed, a municipality is expected to submit a business plan and an implementation plan indicating how they are expecting to roll out the program or implement it with the decisions within the Division of Revenue. We would also agree with them in terms of the payment schedule. However, at the time when we have to, we also run workshops in terms of addressing some of the challenges and assist them to address some of the issues around procurement. And the workshops are done together with National Children, specifically to make sure that they understand their role when it comes to the implementation of the Division of Revenue Act. Once the letters are out where they are not performing, they are given 7 days to respond and highlight how are they intending to address the problem. Until we have specified the requirements, National Treasury would not allow us to reallocate the money or stop the payment. So the process follows the specifications within the Division of Revenue Act. I would also be happy to provide the members with a list of municipalities that were not performing, and then we had to move money to those that are performing. In terms of the municipalities that are performing, we look at their spending plans, including the implementation based on both physical monitoring and the report that they are sending. We don't just allocate because municipalities are requesting more money, only to those that have shown that they would be able to spend even the additional funds that have just come through the reclassification or reallocation. The new one would go through the workshop to make sure that before the end of financial year in June, they would have started implementing. This is based on the business plans that they would have submitted even during the course of the year after we have already allocated. We look at the business plan, if they are ready, wait for the allocation. At the time when the reclassification process is open, we start engaging them and make sure that the business plans at that point are ready. And I would want to confirm the point that in terms of the last special transfer that would be happening, that would not fall within the fiscal dumping in the sense that municipalities financial year end in June, and this would have been confirmed in terms of the payment schedule in the beginning of financial year. So we follow that schedule. In case we think we need to send the motivation to National Treasury on the reasons why the department has failed to transfer, because the Division of Revenue Act is very specific in terms of what is required of the transferring officer as well as what is required of the receiving officer being the municipality officer. The one found to be guilty is the one that has to address
or provide corrective measures plan in terms of how you deal with it. Thanks.
My apologies, Chair.
purpose. I think what's important is that we need to remember that in this whole NAMDEC program, up to July last year, was still a pilot. It's only last July, 26th July, when Cabinet, the first time, made a policy decision that NAMDEC will be all part of your electrification route. After that, it's actually a pilot. So it's actually a long pilot. And I don't know who read the expression this morning about it. It is
very fun, but I'm here absolutely. It's a pilot question.
I but I should come back to, I don't know if you saw the front page of the Catalans this morning about this poppy gray zone. It's already 2.4 meters high and it's a poppy. So I want to see this, I want to call this pilot, it is so great, it's a poppy. It goes to a very tall height. And I'll come to that a little later. Because that it wasn't entrenched as a means of delivery electrification. And we had to go through that process. And in getting to while doing it as a pilot, you have to put in the right context to make this comment. Put so many strings, because as you know, the country is wall-to-wall licensed by the Eskom space. So now being a private supplier with a different technology, which you have to get 99% of the areas in Eskom suppliers, because these rollouts are taking place in the rural areas. Then you get a municipality to agree that they will accept that technology to their customer, to their voter. Then you get a maintenance agreement. Then you need to get a technology to be accepted by the communities. And that takes you, if you went through all that in one financial cycle, you just reach, you strike a deal towards the end of the financial cycle, and then you have to start implementing. So this each time goes to the same thing over and over again. And in between, you get issues like, and understand that this project has happened, it's not happening now. Previously, when we started this project, the moment we started implementing next month, it was really twice over the years. And then that whole project is there. Or we started the project, we get a change over in councils, or the mayor has changed, or the internet changed, and it's thrown out again. Though there was a council solution, it was thrown, so we started over again. So, my apologies sharing to you all the bad news, but I think on top of this all, we can say that in spite of all of these challenges, we have up to now 68,000 of these connections in the world. One of the largest numbers in the world, around 100. I think there's a lot of lessons that we have learned, and from this lesson, we are going forward now. Now with the new, from this cycle that we appoint contractors, you also see that the quality of service, general service, it's a much better product that's even installed, etc. But I think it's also important the fact that we need to take note of this is not only increased in what the department has taken care of. The National Development Plan, if you look at that when it speaks into electrification, it says we need to also include non-grid technologies. So we also are in line with that. But I think it's important that for this round, we have done 7,700 installations. I can say that up to last week, we had close to 10,000 already. So from December until end of January, we did another 2,800 already. And we believe we'll reach our target of around 12,500 of the number in rural areas. Cheers, and this will also connect that plan as well as the new houses, the finishing trophy. It doesn't say that hundreds only came out for rural areas. There's a lot of areas in our urbanized areas which need and have also sufficiently received a level of service through 100. And these areas are specific areas where informal technology is not formalized areas or we can't supply them with grip. There's some areas that is erected in low-lying areas where it's very dangerous to bring electricity, and
here you can bring a number. And we also share information as we are now being busy with a few areas where non-resistance is implemented in one in a town, in this country, and one in a metro area. To make sure that we also bring this service to the citizens of the country. So that we added, we want to reach our target and all the allocations on the number. Going forward, we are just now developing a new model, a more sustainable model. To be honest, members, there's no sustainable model currently operating in the world. We're working for a couple of years on it. Lately, we got very strong support from the EU. They just finished last month a first phase support and study on our behalf. We also got assistance now from the German government. We are now, within the next couple of months, want to come up with a sustainable model where these projects that we want to engage with need to be financial bankable, and that the same money as we do our new energy IPPs. So we're working a model similar to that, but it needs to say that there needs to be some changes to be made in the current way we roll it out, but also the way we're dealing with numbers. This fragmented entities that's installing it, I think we need to receive that, and also that we need to consider maybe the option of going route of a non-grid utility. But that is all that will have to come through Parliament. But I think just have some flair I want to put up to say that that's the way we will move this forward. Because there's a big space, as has already been mentioned in the studies we did last year. There's between 250,000 hours of the qualifiers for non-grid that you're not going to reach by the next 10 years. So that can be sufficiently reached by this. But here at the committee also have there's some serious shortcomings in this model running up now. And that's what we want to create. Issue about maintenance, issue about, we call it PRO, it's prepared on this. Because our resources within the departments is pretty limited. You saw the whole resource team, it's two people that's involved in this. So part of this EU assistance, and I saw latest yesterday, from them, it's quite a substantial amount of money that they make available. And a big portion of that will be also for marketing communication, promoting education of this. Not only once, but continuously. So the program we're running at now also have a constant team that's only dealing with that. So it's not like we leave it over to a service provider, go and just to market this product, and then the marketing and support it come. Also the whole maintenance around it, educating also in terms of how to access free basic treatment, because each of these non-grid systems does qualify automatically for alternative free basic treatment. That is all we've built into this whole program and we'll share. I think the next slide is just a summary of what I've said now, but more coming back to the numbers, because I think the numbers are important. If you look at the right-hand side column, the second line is plan connections, 19,215, that's just been reached by the side in this financial year. If you look at what has been done from April until December, the municipality has done over 60,000 connections, that's also been money that's been received from previous financial year. That's what we call rollover. So if you just took a snapshot of the first 9 months of this year, the municipality has come up with over 16,000 connections, which is much, much better than the previous couple of years. The previous years I looked at, the maximum got 45,000. So 15,000 doesn't sound that impressive. But in terms of percentage-wise, it's huge improvement. And it comes back to the fact that it's due impact beyond the next, be in the place and move the money where it belongs to. But also, I think I also just mentioned the comment that you made on travel expenses. I would, the honourable members also travelling around the week before last to this area. That is really the thing, taking that out. The travelling day is not easy. You don't get into your little Honda that you get that budget. You need to get a 4x4. That costs money.
In fact, as I thought you were saying, I witnessed it. I'm saying that the house that we went to, the last 5-8 kilometers from land, the road is actually been created by the chair of the car, not by creator Buddha. So I hope, I wish there was someone from National Treasury here, because you then cannot take a DRS or a whatever Corolla and pay because you are cutting the user. Our government is honorable member. And it was an area whereby, friend, I hope it is not get damaged underneath. It's already other cars, you know. No, sorry to but I really can confirm that, and
I just want to share some information to the committee in terms of the questions that have been asked around the ADDIT program. I think before going there, or going as far as that, there's a couple of things I want to mention. I can explain the table because it might create some issues, and I want to talk broadly around it. On the right hand, the middle column is the amount of money that's been made available. I think the committee is aware where the money comes from. It's a little bit of money. It's all the pilots around the case, the policy principles, and that all what we get out of this will be fed back into policy development. The right hand side is where we are until June this year with those programs. So the percentage is the amount of progress in terms of either traction of money or progress on terms of delivery of business plan. You know, all of them is movement. The sum of them is very low, but the reason is it's a new effect that is always been put in, and we're waiting for hardware. So the moment they arrive, that will jump up quite dramatically. But with all of those projects, there is movement, there's always KS being the same. There was a little bit of there, but we have intervened again. I must say on this one of the policy principles chair is that we also, it's not only a DOT initiative, it's a listing initiative for National Treasury, DBSA, ESCOM, SALGA, NISA, COPTA, all of us are involved in this monitoring and managing these projects. So I think it's a good example of how different entities can work together to get success out of it. We also posted that we will have this money being allocated before the end of the financial cycle. And as I said, there is, out of these nine entities, seven, I must say, is really progressing very well. Two, we need to drag and pull and push, but we will get it.
Fran? Is that open to King Tower?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we we know that the problems are and we are seeing that being said, I think we have mentioned a couple of times in this committee. Now, you probably also saw what happened last Friday in the old terminal at Gisbert. If you're not aware, there was a serious power failure last Friday. The main 132K underground oil cable has blown up, and it meant that the whole terminal was out at one place in the 28 boats that was lying outside the harbour. As you know, the strategy is the supply of electricity in that area. They do not do that. But this crisis, and I use this as an example because I want to get to a point where we need to I think focus on. It's one thing to say we handheld, we assist, we pump money in, but I think it's further, it's more than that. This is a quick situation. The cable blew up on Friday afternoon. We got aware of it very late on Friday afternoon. We started to monitor the situation. Saturday morning, the situation really got very serious because they had coal terminals, also chemical storage facilities. And when electricity there, those tanks start to heat up. And one special Saturday, there was a very serious threat that ammonia tanks had pressure because of heat, but it keeps going up to the level where they would have to start producing gases. That issue depends on which direction with our evacuated. Not only in the terminal area, but also on the switching plate. That's just the scenario. What happened in the meantime is that realizing that there's a serious problem and the technical people on the ground realizing that beyond their capacity, ESM was asked to step in and assist. They were very quick on the ball. But in that, we also did experience some challenges. What happened? The following. Because it's a licensed area, ESM couldn't move in because it's not an area of supply. And they had to get a formal request from insurance. That took more than 12 hours to get that request. After, this is after this problem arose, it is after it was realized it was a crisis. It took 12 hours and a high level political intervention to get that formal request. In the meantime, ESCOM was willing on risk to get all the systems going. And so when the formal knock came, a couple of hours later, late, they were already on the road without having even the formal approval. So we have instructed to start moving because we can't allow this to get out of there. Why telling this story? And different stories that happen in reality. Is we can do this with degree. But we're not fixing the structures, the infrastructures of this industry. We're not going to solve our problems. And one of the things we need to get down to the fact that and acknowledge that when it's not enough capacity, how are we going to get capacity? Go back and see fundamentally we need to solve where is the base to reside to exist this issue. We need to solve that. And to do that, we need to solve the uncertainty that's been so-called of the inflation of the institution. I think if you're not doing that, you're not going to move in solving these problems. So while I'm sharing this with you, we can get more and more of these type of situations, and we can throw this sort of money, we can put a lot of effort in. Yes, it's making difference to some people's lives, and to the networks, and to the commitment of service delivery. But it's fundamentally there's so much problems that we need to deal with it in a much different way. So that's why I wanted to share with that. I didn't say last week, but I must say, what did this come? I don't know where we were today in terms of what I've done in the chat last week. So that seems it. Share more incidents here comes from the comments. The one is on the issue of consultants. I think we also just need to take couples of the following, and I'm talking a general comment. In 2000, there was 4,500 qualified engineers in three spheres of government, provincial, local, national government. In 2010, there were only 1,500 provincial engineers left in the three spheres of government. So we lost over 3,000 provincial engineers in the industry. If you look at ISA, on the consulting engineering side, in the year 2000, there were only 4,500 consulting engineers consulting. 2010, 8,500. So there's not even a shortage of them in the country. They're just in the wrong place. And I think we need to say, why are we attracting? That's one of our problems. We can't attract those specific skills to the place we need it. And it's very good for me now, there are various reasons why we're not attracting. So that's one of our problems. I mean, it's one of our critical positions we have struggled with because of what it is here. The last comment that I just want to make, just a comment on transit. I made a comment on the transit, why not transit. There is on my side some attention on the program last quarter and on some specific questions. Sorry, the east one. It's a note here that I received is why are triple P's? What's the purpose of triple P's? And I think it's important that there's a couple of them. I think it's important that we need to concentrate that these engagements have been huge information sharing value. The communities are always exposed to the mission we expose. And by Thursday, to hear from political leaders at different levels operating at that specific function, and the Honourable Chair also referred to this 5,000 community members. What it is anyway, the experience they got in terms of mission was tremendous. And it's not that also the opportunity to engage the communities, to hear from you what are their issues. What we're talking about, what we're thinking is correct, is that a way to see it? Is that a way to see it? I think that is just two of them. And also, it brings also another factor to normally these holistically government is bringing a reflection of what service are. So when we, for instance, as DOE do a switch shop, or IEC that we do launch, there's always the Department of Health ID. There's a lot of other entities also part of that function wider community, they can also apply, for instance, for the community, etc. So it's not only the function itself, it's what happens around it. And also another fact that I'm sure is the investment you make in the local community. Because when we do these functions, we first start with using local service providers. So that's also a business opportunity that's been stimulated in these days. Thank you, Chair.
Also including expertise from the during Chapter 2 also raised the matter of looking out in the company. I'd like to proceed to deal with some of the comments that were bringing from the commission received and the comments yesterday. The additional point I just referred to the commission chapter 2 of the rest, which was saying we need to highlight issues that were raised in the second course, especially the target that we will not achieve and how we will be addressing. One of the targets that we have achieved in the second concept was the issue of the weaker compliance audit. Chairperson, in this regard, I'm happy to indicate to the committee that the compound that will be audited is sent to us as a consultant and it has been notified and the audit will be conducted before the end of the
notices are issued in cases where non-compliance is identified.
during field transportation. Okay, it says you have achieved at the 31 November. However, we are in the final stages of the tender process, and it should be signed by the Director General by the end of this week. So that one effectively in quarter four will be completed. The next one that is not achieved is the revised basic fuel price working rule. The process has occurred, not achieved 31 December. However, if we have some issues with the tender and the business that have submitted their tenders, but some progress has happened. On the 28th of January 2014, the internet has been finally signed and an order has been generated. So that one can change to achieve in quarter one. The last entry is to determine the benchmark service session access date. It is not achieved. Yesterday we did have some issues. There were people, voters that did submit tender for this work. However, they didn't qualify in terms of functionality. And this bird will be re-advertised. Jacob, was a question earlier on by the Honourable Member on consulting use in the petroleum sector. As you can see from the three that I have mentioned, they are very specific and technical skills that are needed, hence the household of these functions by the tender process. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Well, you've given us a mouthful, but the Savannah has a mouth coming for raising such a pertinent issue. Of course, we're in Parliament, and I hope we'll be having honored members of energy now to look at this glass and culture of the third company. We are engineering groups, which are difficult, especially, but to pick up things for the also other forms of. Yeah, it's a concern for us. So Monica, we won't go Saturday, although it's at that level, but it still affects, you know, the overall work of the department, you know, and I have to tell you, we will discuss with National Association at the same time what happened in the Pyramid effect, you know, 800% increase. Whether it was in condition to you or mistake or whatever, but I look at the first of the mistake, not just a misprint, not just an 80%, you know, but it's helpful, but there are a number of other issues. The can aspect, particularly on non-credit, I'll give my comments, but let me allow members to ask questions for now. If there's a time for the if we could just talk on the top part of if we could take our best 15 minutes or even 10 and then to allow the department to respond. Yes, I'm not smart.
The self-statement report that's sent out, are the statistics the IFP going forward as the department and the self-statement?
That's in the nuclear area.
That's right.
Yeah, sure. I also need to go. But this was coming. I mean, we are reaching the end of this environment. I thought I'd make a few comments upon questions on some of the issues that have been brought up here. The one issue, I mean, that Rasbana brought up, which is clearly a concern, is the issue around restructuring the electricity industry, particularly on the distribution level. But it's a difficult need for proper institutional reform of this entire industry. And I see one of the targets was the ISMA goal, which you said that you put in part of. So now it's left, essentially. And I think that if you look back on the whole process and if we actually know the shenanigans that went on there, what is clear to me is that there doesn't seem to be the political appetite at this stage to do the kind of wholesale reform of the electricity industry that is required. And what I would argue for is that this department in the new parliament really sets itself the goal of over the next 5 years of coming up with a vision, and this is something that was brought up in fact built some momentum around. I think part of the problem with the ISMA goal was that it didn't have the support of other departments, it didn't have a sense of where we were trying to get to ultimately, and because of that, it kind of founded the sort of other political shenanigans. But in any event, that's what I would argue for you, that please, in the next parliament, let's set the next 5 years for a process of proper reform of the diligence industry. And I know that it involves other departments too. It talks issues of how do we fund local government, all of those types of things. So really it's something that I want to see us get stuck into. I don't think we've done that properly yet. The other issue is just around the ILP update and the impact that it has. Because there seems to be a real confusion out there. What is the process with the ILP update now? Another comment has now been received, 7th of February was the latest for that. It will now lead to a revision of that update. But does that then lead to a change in the kind of termination or allocation of the energy mix for the next 20 years? And if so, I mean, it's unclear to what the state of this update is. Is it just recommendations? Or is this something that leads to actual changes in allocation? And when will those changes then occur? Because clearly there's some big decisions we need to make going forward around the energy mix. And I just want some clarity on how that actually all transpires. And then lastly, just on the INET program, I mean, I have been in contact with Dr. Bonner about this particular issue, but you know, one of the key things, and I didn't see it in the model that was brought up, but one of the key problems that I picked up, particularly in the area that I was working in, was that you have a situation where a concessionaire wants to move in and do the non-grid, but then they get told that Eskom will be coming there in the next 5 years. And then what often happens, and this is what I hear from a lot of the concessionaires, is that it then blocks out large swathes of the country from concessionaires from going in there, but Eskom then doesn't in fact get to those areas within the 5 years. And so you sit in this kind of purgatory state where no electricity comes, but they can't move in. So there's a problem with that. And I was just wondering whether this issue of mini-grids is something that has been looked at in terms of the INET program. Whether we can, in fact, set up a small solar farm in a particular area, particularly in more densely populated rural areas, where we can set up a solar farm, have wires going to the different camps, so that we can then start to actually institute the metering process for that. And then when the grid finally does come there from Eskom, we can connect the solar farm to that and keep the power the other way. Is this something that you're looking at? Because I think it could be a good kind of halfway mark in terms of trying to give power to people in that situation. So the future is here. Thanks, Jim.
To make it simple, the question of the solar water heater, all the oversight that we oversaw, we were told that they created more problems than they expected. They make life difficult more than making life easy. And the department also doesn't make it follow up to the project. I think that's what I want to ask him to the department. Don't just leave it to Eskom only, but make it follow up because people don't know whether to blame you or to blame Eskom, but they blame all of
them. One very part of our general society comes up. That task is commonality in the principle of Ivory Park. It's a very, very helpful. Of course, the right open, but you have to get the understanding from a positive angle. So, it's a very, very helpful to have some of that. In fact, we're almost about not to even take that because that's why it's in terms of raining, feeling, and we have to pause a couple of times. Just in the middle of the meeting, but at the end of the day, it is that way by councillors, you know. We would, as I said, they are problems. Maybe the financial is coordination between Eskom, the council, the municipality, could be city of Tokyo, could be anything, and the department itself, because they are the city. We can. But the detail will come out in the report.
pick up a few things from my side as well. I don't know that I didn't have anything on international work this time. I didn't pick that up. What I see, you had something, you know, in the past, in the other portion, in another sector. I won't change it for now. And I see in terms of administration, not to see if you could achieve this time, but I just wanted to comment that we have to break ourselves. And, from our side, I see that the 26th of May we still monitor the impact of us. I'm in under pressure, I think the open from Florida Kayla around the impact of us. And I just passed the book to the government on how to manage the unintended consequences of drugs. I'm not giving any judgment, that's why it's not reality. But I think I've been under pressure, being approached left, right, and center, not by the sealer who is even by the whole sealer, around the impact of drugs.
Is there any situation whereby I can sit and have a
get for you, the global view of information or intelligence?
Yeah, in terms of the municipalities that things particularly just in the EEDSL in 2009, we are able to collect that information. The reason why we use some of the municipalities in the Tona Funder program is because we also wanted to use that as a pilot for the energy efficiency type monitoring system. And the chair would recall that last week when I presented, I did indicate that as part of monitoring the implementation of the energy efficiency strategy, we need to make sure that the system is not only a centrifuge but links along the energy chain. So in terms of testing its credibility, whether it's waiting and looking at the shortfall before we apply to a whole large number of municipalities, that's the reason why we had to use the number of municipalities in the Donor Funded program as part of the pilot, but the objective in terms of the pilot, in terms of the baseline, is the same. When we bring the information in terms of the baseline, we will be saying if in terms of the funding, they are achieving the same thing. It's that in the only difference is the others are participating in the pilot, whereas others just the baseline only. But in terms of the scaling up, in terms of energy efficiency target monitoring, all of them will come on board at the recent phase. Oh, I forgot to note the issue around solar water inquiries that have been raised. Let me just confirm that if not left as ESCOM in terms of raising the series, it may be the point that the series has not been brought to our attention. This is a highly publicized program, whether you like it or not. Some of the things we read them even through the newspapers. One picks up on the media, we even go. And in terms of the series that are brought to our attention, we also do physical monitoring. The point that the Tabarla has raised in terms of being on site, we also doing that. Initially, we were not forming part of the forum that INEP had. Now we are part of the provincial forums where we pick up some of the issues that are raised through the provincial energy forum. But we have noted that we will conduct a site inspection as well in Ivory just to address the issues, and we would really be happy to have access to some of the issues as raised in the report that will be coming through so that we can follow things and make sure that there are some issues.
Just from my side, with respect to your comments on the numbers and your own comments on the correlation, I think that that's actually correct. That's why I make reference to this sustainable model. But I think it can be also be embraced with the fact that we are busy with a plan called the master plan. And basically, it consists of the fact that you do your planning holistically. And this is an example of Mandini facility crazy thing where you have the different ports, and if you get the main network line and the sub line, you need to identify which areas are in your coverage with your normal grid extension, or it's going to be very expensive. This is the sort of planning we're utilizing now in allocating funds. So previously, we had to ask the government to develop something. We did as a department holistically allocate funds for areas specifically dedicated. But we now, we can doing this, we can tell explicitly, this area, XYZ, is not going to be grid because it doesn't make financial sense to grow grid because we have very few criteria. And this bottom yellow area, vast areas is no grid. And if you want to start now to connect people there, you just have to bring your backward infrastructure. You need that backward infrastructure too expensive for the next couple of years rather than being non-grid. That was done previously in this one. So the bottom line, you need to have a holistic plan. You literally can pinpoint each point and say, what the next year, 5 years, 10 years, is going to be the access to that specific area. And with that, with the policy agreement, there's no hesitation now between the role players that you can come to the point to say, is we accept 100. The proof is still no, the pilot is running. So I think those two, and then actually there's the fact that we are now as an whole program, we specifically we put a PRO, put in a lot of investment into that, to do the host of PRO work for us. From the customer right through to even making sure that in terms of supply, all of that, the recommendations are the much more realistic way we can build it up from now.
Okay.
There is one other, just this list, the question about Eskom's substation deliveries. I've got to make reference to that. Last year, for Eskom's distribution area, they completed 39 substations, and specifically for education purposes alone, 9 substations have been completed. So there's quite a substantial amount that have been built. In our allocations for last year, and specifically this 2015 year, a lot of the funds being allocated specifically for network upgrades in northern parts of basically some parts of Kalimpopo and northern parts of Eastern Cape, where there are serious backlogs in networks because we can't carry on with the extension for them that the networks in the same way. Just thank you. That's it.
Thank you.
China, in terms of the question that Omar Masana is raising, the Omar Masana, they say one of the problems with the IR team now, how that is.
I'm sure this time will be an end of this.
Yes.
On behalf of all of you. If that's okay, from that time, it's not just the time. And I end up here. Because remember, I mean, from my side, I joined the committee when the first one was almost complete. Anyone didn't finish the one. So I think now one is even more interested. Now that he said that in my presence, I'm pushing it towards the end. How is it going to roll out? You know, when are the, what are plans, you know, in terms of the
Thank you very much. In the last few minutes, I'm going to just conclude. I think I'm a sense from inside, but also a sense of excitement for all this. But there are certain things that led us to draw this on. The nation carried out for Genesis 14. It's true that in a lot of things we all of them are because in the past we just kept various meetings, we had an annual report, then we have an annual plan, and it was done. But today, of course, there was also the mid-term plan as well, which we didn't have as much, but with your own budget review, managing the industry that improved, it has become also important for the mid-term four-year plan, for the annual plan, every time. You've got now some quarterly planning and quarterly policy. I'm sure you remember the need to, for those who come back. We need to look at how we structure the first budget, and then if we there are benefits to everyone. Not just the department should come and support for the sake of support, but they find a value and benefit from what we are doing. For the time that even myself has simply just changed the hand, it seems that each, you know, small progress is the main standard budget, but at the same time, bigger approach is very valuable. But I must say on the balance of things, if I look at the capital of the monster, I certainly hope that the vacancy will be looked into. Not an easy thing, but it should be just good to put every budget becomes in bunch of those which you can. And once again, you do your best to negotiate with the National Treasury and even other agencies on internal development, because from what Dr. Banner has been saying about engineers, since we still have health care, it's quite enough to use for some of the institutions that are beyond your ability. There are other factors beyond your reach and your capabilities. The high pressure solar drive. I sense there is an awareness, but please push a little hard with all the pressures that it's going to take. This is surely you can do a little bit more. Pertaining to the get information, as you know, I would only smile if you begin to the overall get information because that is. The other thing I've realized that in certain issues, we don't have target for us. There are, to me, some, I would argue that some of the, tasks and programs or projects do need to, even for the new project, we need to really target. I don't, one, for example, is the appointment, of women, you can go for 6 months targeting anything. But all of a sudden, one quarter is too efficient. I'm not referring to that, but there are others who should get discussed. I've just been reminded that we were promised a 2-6 gag on solar water heater issues in Ivory Park. So who could surely was that inside? So we can update you. It's supposed to work with ESCOM and maybe ESCOM, particularly the regional office of ESCOM, maybe. Starting to come in, that is like a water, but they're supposed to come back to us. And this is another turning the call. In terms of structuring of the electricity sector, I trust and hope the department is doing this level that we invest in that. It's not only what it raised that day that triggers the need for the department. I will attempt to invest in the very low return, because it comes in different ways, but at the end of the day, it's essential. There are some number of things that the awareness can give me for attending a quarterly report. On one side, the ESDM has got to start selling, but I think on the other hand, the department has moved just commenting. So our taxicabs conduct for that call, and the shots right now will be in some heat. Your government drive for 77 local congress groups. We need to honor members to take into account and consider what a good idea was unavoidable is to keep the food fundraising and so on, and to down, you know, the overall good intention. You know, even myself, I must be part of teaching and teaching. But let them forget that the lesson process and start just getting patient that the role I'm doing, you know, until I get in the blood process and get the mind of the side, we want to understand the condition. And that demands a lot. So it's not just about getting them. One of the things we discovered in Ivory Park, it was complete for country that F-Com solar capital with a reflect quality and total of the city power. Now the question is, we've been to the Europe standard. Of course, an array of, you know, solar capital has been tested. You want to come with the event that we get a bit harder to see why should it be such a city? We have our presidential goal here, Euro standard, to look into those things, you know. So one group is there. But furthermore, regulation on round of energy efficient savings, but we could move things, keep us in the loop for those who are interested, if we can pop in with some of your public engagement. We look forward to the energy efficiency strategy once it's approved by the cabinet. The fact that we've got a reduction gen on consultants is also worth mentioning and commending. And the fact that even those examples to hire consultants, we work with them. They don't just need those for you and you are passive. I have to ensure that you people will monitor that. You know, department staff each, you can't check everyone. It's very important because honestly, as you know, honor members, consultants don't have to work themselves out of their job. The bike is the human. And as long as the consideration for our project is so good, now I can, when media asks me, I can on some content. One of the companies that we have done public presentation programs now, which could have been more budget, some of them done. MAT, we look forward to see how we would have to with the tool now, more productive in the department. Well, the both planning tools are running concurrently, and we just wish the department to be able to balance and move them very creatively, until we have a completed integrated energy plan and a completed integrated resource plan. It's not an easy thing to put in under pressure, all expectations are there, but do your best on them. We've already seen the strength of that's good ARP, confidence figures on investment, confidence is basically on you to even have some guiding light for you to be able to see where you're going to place and stop where you can pause, you know, whatever you can do to even provide leadership, you know, generally, throughout the country, in 6 years of government, for very end of the things are on the shoulders of the community. On non-greed, that is so often I think that why don't you think of some non-creative data? Because our licensees, I'm going to share with you, there was a case study in Ghana, They were a couple of things that they do over and above what they're doing in terms of non-creative systems. I think they wanted to understand, now that you think that you've gone beyond the pilot stage, you know, there's a lot, you know, I'm not crazy in the position of, but it's any creative. I always
very keen to see where and why the system should be confined to where it is for now. Among a lot of things that I had to discuss during the process of this transaction, scale, there were things that triggered a lot of the development of this. So we have enough quality of knowledge and experience to do that. Just on that, can I formally invite you, I should have done it long ago. There's an informal settlement in Stellenbosch called Tingani. There was a technology that's similar. I wish I could have told you before you came, but you can just go via there. You'll fly off later, but if you will come a couple of times, if you could just make arrangements with the community sector. We did promise them that they would invite the department to have a look at what they are doing. From our settlement, there was an interesting of the technology with the game, with the innovation, but of course we're not technical people who would like to have a look at it. And if you stand here, if you could agree to counterpart science and technology as well as the human settlement to you or other things who will later so that when you respond, you respond completely to it. The group, the nine IPPs, yes, we had a very good sense of what could be happening in other areas when we went to the energy project, 71 kilometers south of Mamaroon and Gilsby, after the time of Gilsby. Otherwise, it's almost one time, I don't know people. But we were overwhelmed about both the hard of the jobs that have been taken, the training that has been taken, without, because I'm not in the tech, but not in the contract, but 150 people have been trained in the area, which is for Thailand of unemployment. And by the way, those people now are going to be employed in another solar energy project, driven by the municipality. So it's something worth commenting and mentioning. And I think it's just a good how the department on behalf of the government will provide the energy in the whole ICT or merely energy ICT program. You know, and a whole host of other things. And, I mean, we're seeing things that we're even technically seeing content. Step up certain transformers to be linked to the 162 KV, you know, all of that. And also the established, the even service provider. Confident about that by April they will be giving to commercial generation or generating commercial now. So still now there's new tests and also things. I had mentioned of the subject, don't to repeat it, but the recent vehicle points to the issue of quality as well, but I know it's not a long term. I'm going to be able to do it. About this, we met the we have been engaging with the finance. We have not seen it. And now it's becoming clearer that the policy is important. And also, in terms of new year, the fact that the number of combined policies and the governance can be I'm highlighting this because the attendance of that looking at non-achieved areas. There are quite a number of areas where non change of has been achieved, and it's worth losing to the department. And of course, as I have said, my opening remarks, when I'm talking, is that we need to just see as to how we balance the annual assessment and quarterly assessment. Because it seems there are some attempts to ensure that the important targets are met, and hopefully the this parliament, the exercise will be improved as much as possible. For now, let me thank all the honourable members, all the honourable members still around, all the food, and all those that are born, and also in energy. Thank you very much for this instance at the end. We will be on the 18th looking at
the impatience of the state of nations is addressed, and the impact of on the education sector, as well as the department, so I hope we will get I'm sure we will work with the speech from this week, so that we can look at that, in preparation obviously for the people and all of this. Thank you very much.